All right, about a week ago, I went to see Cabaret Zazu at the Cambria Theater. I love Teatro Zanzani, so I didn't know what to expect here. But once again, I left blown away with an amazing night. Now, an experience unlike any other, whirlwind of entertainment, a multi-course feast, craft cocktails, world-class acrobats, musicians, aerialists. The experience was nothing short of spectacular. Now, the star of the show, and star, he said to me, please mention star of the show, is Frank Ferrante, and and he joins us in studio. Frank, thanks for coming down here again.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. I'm hardly the star. There are many stars in the show.
I've been begging for months to come to the show, and finally you said, just be here.
It's always good to see you out there. Come on.
Yeah, I know. No, you know what? He has been asking, and I've been very delayed. I think we've had more drinks than me seeing you perform.
That's true. We've been out socially more than anything.
We really have. You know, it is clear from your own performance that you just love what you do.
I do, and I'm very fortunate, and I've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
I think about it. I've got a big birthday coming up this year, and as you know, it gets more meaningful,
yeah.
Particularly coming off the pandemic.
Well, like me, 45, right?
I was saying 39 in my case.
Okay,
but
fair enough.
But,
okay.
You know, I do. I love it. I'm passionate about it. It's in my blood. I've been doing it since, you know, for 38 years, since I graduated from college. Love it.
The show is so visual, so let's talk about the experience here, because it's really, again, from the minute you walk in that door in the Cambria Hotel, it is the heart of Chicago's theater district, and it's fun from the ground floor up.
It is, and you'd have no idea that it's in there, and people are always completely blown away by the impact it has. You go in this elevator on this fairly nondescript lobby,
yes, very
at
much
the
so.
Cambria yeah. Hotel, right there in Dearborn and Randolph. You get off of the 14th floor, you're still wondering, is this really where I'm supposed to be? Is it going to be a banquet room? What?
Chalag, yeah.
Right? And then you get off of the elevator, at the 14th floor, you take a left, you go through the double doors, and then you enter this remarkable lobby that's been completely art-designed with chandeliers.
Yeah.
And it's stunning. There's a stunning bar. The lighting's great. And then you go into the tent from there.
Well, here's the thing. This Belgium mirror tent that you're walking into the room, you really, if you're not paying attention and you're just dazzled by everything, you don't even know it's a tent until you kind of take a step back and maybe come back from the bar and you're like, oh. It's because how old is this tent?
The tent's about 100 years. It goes back 100 years.
Wow.
Most of it's about 80 years old, but it's, as you saw, hand-carved wood, stained glass, this beautiful burgundy fabric.
Yeah.
It's all in the round. It's a tent show. It's a circ show. And you've got a stage that's within the tent where the band is. It's a five-person band with musicians. I mean, it doesn't end. The musicians have played for Aretha Franklin and Sarah Vaughan and Ramsey Lewis. It's insane. That's the beginning. And then the costume, talk about the visual. So it's breathtaking. It's a very romantic setting, too, and exhilarating. The costumes are Broadway-level costumes.
No question.
A woman named Beaver Bauer is a good friend of mine. She designed all the costumes. And
that's great.
They've spared no expense to make us smile.
So tell folks your role in this whole thing, your starring role.
Well, I'm the comic lead.
Yes,
as you mentioned, there's some great singing.
You bring it all together. You do.
Yeah.
You're the ringmaster.
Yeah, I think I do the bulk of – I represent the bulk of the show. I do about 35 to 40 minutes of the material, three acts. And I've been the host before in these types of shows. Here I take on this character called Forte, Fortissimo Vincenzo Luciano Castiglione.
Right.
And he is the idea is that I'm the bellhop at the Cambria Hotel, wearing a bellhop's outfit, and I'm playing, going from table to table. And I have high aspirations. I want to be a band leader like the great music director from the old country of Canneto, Italy.
That's right.
And so I'm Italian on both sides. And so there's a theme, Italian roots. And, lo and behold, my little guy becomes, of course, the ringmaster of this crazy, insane circus in which I'm surrounded by some of the greatest performers.
But it is not so much even scripted for you because you're meeting people for the first time. You really have to react to who's in front of you.
That's true.
And.
Well,
I mean, there's scripted parts, but then you got to go with your gut, and you're so good at that.
Thank you. I love doing the crowd work, the improv, and every night's different. So we have people start coming back 2-3 times because every show is indeed
Jeff and Tracy Hoover, who produces the WGN Morning News, 27, 28?
I think he's been there just under 20 times.
Okay.
I was just at his place recently.
Yes.
It's like, it was so, he's a great,
Hoovers.
Yes, he's such a great advocate.
Yes, absolutely. Talk about the cast of characters, because I know there is so much that goes on the show.
Right. Well, it's fully stacked, and there's like every style of entertainment's represented. There's a guy named James Harkness who's a singer and dancer. He was on Broadway. I forget the name of the show right now, but he's brilliant. He's a Broadway star. Liv Warfield, who's from Peoria, Illinois, is the singer.
She's spectacular.
She rocks the house.
Oh,
she owns it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a trio of acrobats, a trio Vertex. They're from the UK. And there is someone who's considered one of the greatest jugglers in the world, Victor Key, who's spectacular. And his wife is from Mongolia. He's from Ukraine. She's from Mongolia. She's a contortionist.
I remember that, yeah.
You've got physical acts. You've got singing. You've got dancing. You've got comedy. You've got live music. And then, of course, you've got the four-course meal and as you mentioned, craft cocktails.
Well, I was going to say about that with the meal because this is how I sell it to people when mm-hmm. I tell them about the show. I said, I've gone several times, and it's a different show. I mean, it just is. No matter what you're doing, you're getting just a different taste of the show. That's why people go back. But, dinner theaters – something doesn't always go well. It's either the drinks or the dinner's not good or the play is not good or whatever it might be. This is great all the way around. The food, that experience, mm-hmm. the drinks, craft cocktails, it's all fabulous.
Yeah. Well, I've done this forum for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Of all the shows, this is by far my favorite. And it's got it's got a lot of personality. It's got a cool feel. It's very much a tip of the hat to Chicago music. It's a heavy music show.
Very much so.
Blues and jazz. And there's a moment where the audience dances, which is always great.
I was gonna say, we laughed together. We ate together. We danced. We were kind of all in awe together. So you felt like you were, amongst friends during this whole thing.
Oh, it feels like a party. It feels just like that.
It does. It's something you absolutely can go back and back again, have a different experience. Evening performances begin at 7 p.m. and guests are encouraged to arrive around 5:30, 6 o'clock. Those arriving early can expect to enjoy some champagne, some drinks. Pre-show entertainment actually begins about 30 minutes before the show. Shows are Wednesdays through Sundays. Sunday, you get an added bonus to the evening show. There's a noon performance. For tickets, it's Cabaret Zazu, and that's ZAZOU.com. Now, Easter Sunday, it's a little different on Easter Sunday. You've never done a performance then, but people do go out for brunch, and this is a great opportunity. It's one show, and it's at 1 o'clock.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've never worked on Easter. I love the idea. So that should be fun. It's fun. It's great for, it cuts across all demographics. That's what I love about it. I'm seeing every kind of human under that tent, which is something that's shifting over the years from families to you name it.
CabaretZazu.com is where you get tickets. Frank, always a pleasure, my friend.
Oh, it's a delight. Thanks,
Dave. I will make it around to the place soon, I promise. One more, another time soon, absolutely.
Well, you're always my guest. Hello, you must be going.
I must be going. Frank Ferrante, everybody. All right, that is it for us. The Dave Plyer Show, Yes, My Show, is up next after the top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on 720 WGN.